Welcome into the whole show, powered by Chevron, live from the Aloe Fiber Studios. A lot to cover, and we finally have 3 hours to do it, so we're going to get to all of it, hopefully. It was a big Monday night. We had two Monday night football games going on at the same time, which was weird, and they both turned out in ways I didn't think they would turn out, so that was exciting. Nuggets get the win. The Avs get the win. Interesting night for Ball Arena teams, as the Nuggets were up big in the fourth, almost gave it away. The Avs were down big in the third, came back and won, but at the end of the day, they still got wins. So we'll talk about that. CSU had some interesting news yesterday. Dallin Holker is going to enter into the NFL draft. So that's one to drop. Is Torrey Horton going to do that as well? That's our poll question of the day. Do you think Torrey Horton will be back with the CSU Rams next season? Now, this is this segment here, we've been putting it off for some time now. I don't know why, but in studio, head coach Fort Collins, host of Coach Speak here on KFKA, and now in the Colorado High School Coaches Association Hall of Fame, the Bruce Dick joining us, and Susan and Cheryl, they just love Coach Bruce Dick.
There's I love no their doubt. Fan club. They are a big part of the fan club, Brody.
Yeah, they, you know what?
Brady. I said Brody. I just got done training a kid named Brody.
You know what? As long as you get the BR part, you get the BR part, I'm fine. I've had people ask me, Brady, how do you spell that again? I'm like, is there another way to spell it? But maybe B-R-A-D-I-E? I don't know. But Coach, congratulations to you, man. It's an amazing honor. I know last year was big, too, winning. Well, how many games? You got over that 700 mark
last
year.
Got over the 700 mark, yet last year.
Yeah, and then now, of course, so justified here to get into this Hall of Fame. I mean, you're one of the good ones, no doubt about it.
Well,
and
Brady, but the fun part is that I get to get on the whole show.
Well, now you're a Hall of Famer. You're a Hall of Famer, and you're a Hall of Famer.
Because you'll go somewhere, and you'll talk, and they go, is that the same place that Brady Hull has his program? And I go, yes, it's the same place.
You're just talking to my grandma a lot. That's what you're doing. That's my guess. As my grandma's the one who brings that up all the time. Bruce, this is an amazing thing, though. And honestly, I just want to say, like, getting to know you the last, 2 years or so, I think I met you for the first time at a Friends of Baseball event. And you're just, you know, you're down to earth, great guy. And then we started, you know, figuring out ways to get you involved with KFKA. So it's really cool to get to know you as an individual, but then to see these kind of honors and to realize, you know, how cool it is for KFKA to have a guy like Bruce Dick doing a radio show on a daily basis. And now getting into that prestigious side of things in this Hall of Fame. It's awesome, man. Congratulations.
Well,
to you.
Thank you very much. And it's very humbling, and I'm very grateful, just very blessed for a great career. But when you get that phone call, it was a rather surreal because I hadn't been at a loss for words many times, as you know, but I really was at a loss for words.
When did you start talking? Like, they call you up. How did that go? They call you up and say, hey, coach, what's happening? How
Bob,
you doing?
Bob Markham, who heads the committee, calls me, and he says, kind of, how you doing? Good. And he starts talking. And then
you knew Bob before. You knew of his status and everything.
Oh, yes.
So did you
have
know?
An interesting story about Bob, actually, on the basketball court. So Bob's talking, and he says, you know, this is one of those fun days that I get because I get to call and let people know they're in the Hall of Fame.
Mm, wow.
So that was really humbling. It really was. And I kind of took a deep breath, said, wow. Thanks, and appreciate your phone call, buddy.
And you're like, hey, no, I gotta take another phone call. We'll see you later.
No, I had all afternoon. You know, it didn't take all afternoon, but I had all afternoon for Bob that day.
Wow, that has got to be such a great phone call to receive. And again, you have had so much success through the years with four different basketball teams.
Yeah, right? Green Mountain. Then I changed mountains. I went to Rocky. Rocky
makes
Mountain,
it easier.
And then Resurrection, and now of course Fort Collins. But getting back to Bob, great story, because Bob's a tremendous basketball official. And so many years ago, we're playing a playoff game at Green Mountain against Highlands Ranch, and we're the favorite, but boy, they have a big kid, and we're struggling. And it ends up that we are down three with 7 seconds left, and they are shooting a free throw, one-and-one free throw. And one of my guards says to the kid shooting, "Man, you make this, our season's over." Well, he misses it, and we get it out to Jake Peterson, who's at midcourt trying to find somebody to make a pass to get a good shot, and he's starting to somewhat lose his balance after a jump stop, and he just baseball passes the shot to the basket, and he makes it.
Wow.
And then we go over to into overtime and win.
Gee.
But Bob was part of that officiating crew.
Wow, that's a great story. I mean, and you've had so many of those games, just nutty games.
Oh, yeah.
Epic games. Obviously, to get to your level and win that many basketball games and to have that success, sometimes those crazy things kind of happen once in a while.
You know, crazy things happen in the sport of basketball, and you can just have so many stories about all the great ones. And then you have stories about some of the weird ones, too, like losing a game with a shot that occurred after the buzzer. And we have that one, too. So it goes on both sides.
I bet you weren't happy about that one.
A little upset about that one.
Well, and so you get pretty animated when you're on the sidelines there, Coach, don't you?
Yes, passion. I call it passion.
Okay, passion.
Some people call it, the nice word is animated, and a lot of people have different descriptions other than that.
Do you get, like, I've always wondered with coaches, because I did coach a 3-on-3, third grade team once. We got second. There were three teams in it. But that was my coaching ability. That was the 1 year of coaching that I had, and I was like 17, I think. But I always wonder with coaches, like, you get really mad. Is that real emotion, or is part of that, like, you're trying to get at the ref a little bit so they're paying attention to different calls and things like that? Or are you flat out like, I am furious right now?
No, it's both. A little bit of both, but I don't think it's furious as much as trying to get your team motivated and trying to just say, hey, let's pay attention.
Yeah.
You know, because these are what some people would say aren't a critical call at the time, it can lead to be a critical call. And so you're always into the game. We have a great seat on the sideline, you know, so we get to see everything that's going on, and we know the emotions. And we're also dealing with, you know, 16, 17, maybe an occasionally 18-year-old kids that you're trying to protect them so their emotions don't get out of control, that they can concentrate, and you try to handle that for them as well.
When you are in practice, what's practice like for you? Do you get after them pretty good in practice, or how does that work? Because I know,
you know,
some coaches
are a
little different.
We can, you know, the motivation factor is kids love discipline. You know, they may say they don't like discipline.
They don't like it at the time, but as they go, they like it.
Discipline, and they really appreciate discipline. So we're pretty structured in our practices as far as, you know, practice plans and what we're doing, what we're working on. And we never run. We like at the end of the practice, some coaches will line the kids
we did
up
that.
And
yep.
run what they used to call suicide championship drill, whatever.
The 45s,
you know,
too.
Like, if we don't go hard in practice, you know, running's not going to do us any good other than everybody hates it. You know, so we hope we can get in our practices enough conditioning that they don't need that kind of thing.
It was always my favorite thing, Coach, in high school basketball, when Coach would blow the whistle and that we knew practice was over, we're getting ready to do our sprints. And then he would say something like what you just said. You guys went so hard in practice today. We're going to walk the length of the court. That's it. And then no run. Yeah. That was like the best time. Now, that didn't happen all the time.
Every day.
But it was like the best thing ever when he was like, no run, no sprinting today.
You know, that's exactly right. Go through the drills hard, whatever you're working on. If you go hard, full speed, all's good. And, you know, Brady, I've never used a whistle.
Really?
You know, you hear whistle, whistle, whistle. I have never used a whistle coaching basketball.
Just not into it, not your thing, or?
Well, I'd probably lose it, you know, kind of like the keys, you know, losing for the keys, you know, but just never,
The old station key.
It's just not my thing.
Just not your thing. How about this? When you're designing practices, my coach in high school always had like a note card. That's what he would have as practice. So we would never get to see it. But sometimes he also taught like our government class. So we would see it laying on his desk and somebody would glance and be like, oh, here's what we got today or something. Is that how it... Are the players allowed to know
usually,
what's coming
usually
up in practice?
Type it out. I'll share some days at the beginning of practice. Hey, here's what's on our practice schedule. Here are the times. And always got to get shooting in. You know, have to get that. We try to do that in the middle of our practices.
Okay.
And, but yeah, planning is important.
Well, clearly you plan it the right way, getting into the Colorado High School Coaches Association Hall of Fame. And we just happen to have Bruce on KFKA every single day. So it's awesome to have you involved with this, not just because of the Hall of Fame thing and because of your pedigree as a coach, but your insight, too, on Coach Speak every day. When you're interviewing coaches and players, you're coming from that coach's standpoint. So you can really get the best out of some of these interviews, and it's so entertaining.
Well, what makes this fun for me, too, is I love all sports. You know,
well, you're kind of more of a baseball guy,
baseball was my
right?
first love. You know, when I woke up on my 40th birthday and discovered, no, you're never going to the major leagues. You know, you just deal with that. But yeah, baseball is my first love. But I can call football plays. You know,
you're predicting all.
Love to be that offensive coordinator sometime, and you're always coaching.
I just want to be an offensive coordinator with the headset and my little cute, adorable playbook here with highlights, but I don't want to put any of the work in to develop those plays. I just want to be on the sidelines and call
and
stuff
call.
Out. They're like my weapons out there, and I'm calling
different
plays.
But everybody else knows what they should do. You know what the interior lineman should do. You just want to call the play.
Coach, in a basketball game, how many times up and down the floor are you actually running? And this could go for high school, college, NBA. I always wonder, like, how many set plays are happening? Or is there a lot of times where it's like jazz, we're just going out there, setting up? Or in your case, is it always kind of a set and you just know where the play is going to branch
Very
off
Very seldom a set.
Really?
We haven't ran a set play yet this year.
Wow.
You know, now we have an offense that we run, and our obviously our defensive calls and things like that. But as far as a set play, that will happen a little more come league play when we just flat out think we need a basket and need some organization. But at the high school level, kids need to know how to react. They have to know how to screen, they have to know how to cut, and they have to know how to put it together.
What's more difficult when drawing up out of bounds plays, on the offensive side or the defensive side? Because I'm watching the Nuggets game last night, just seeing all the coaches talking, the Nuggets are on defense and how they need to make the stop. I'm thinking to myself, what's the process here quickly? Because you're thinking, well, you know who's going to get the ball, so how are we defending this? What's more difficult for you when drawing up plays?
I'd say it's pretty equal.
Yeah.
You know, because defensively, offensively, you know what you're going to do. Okay? Defensively, you know what your philosophy is defensively and who you want to stop, but you don't know what they're going to do. You know, so they may, in a situation, you may think they're going to go for a quick two and then, you know, try to get something. But you can't leave that great shooter open. So to answer your question again, I would say defensively it's a little more difficult.
One of my favorite things and one of the things I admire so much about basketball coaches is their ability there when you have, I mean, in a given basketball game, there are so many opportunities to drop quick plays that are just coming off the top of your brain.
Yeah, quick
sometimes.
Hitters. Yeah.
And like you said, you have to relay that to 15, 16, 17-year-old kids quickly. This isn't stuff, you practice out of bounds, you do all that stuff, but in this particular case, a lot of them are unique to the situation. So in your head, in about 60 seconds, whatever, you have to think of what you want to do, draw it out, and then relay it to the players. And I've always admired that with a coach, regardless of the level.
Yeah, and you have to practice it. That's where practice becomes so important. You know, you're in this situation, you're at the 10-second mark, and you're up three. Your players have to know what your philosophy is. Mm-hmm. Do you foul or do you not foul? Mm. We foul. you know, but I'll talk to a lot of coaches, they don't foul. And so you have to know and you have to practice those kind of things.
Bruce Dick joining us, head coach for Fort Collins basketball. We got Lonster on the line. Sorry, Angel, I didn't see you over there. Lonster's on the line. What's up, Lonster?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Hey, good. Hey, Bruce, I got a question to ask
you. Yeah, Lonster, how you doing, buddy?
Oh, doing fantastic. Hey, it's great to talk to you here. Hey, has there been any talk of any of the schools dropping down to 4A? I've been hearing some rumors where Fort Collins or the other team's going to be dropping down.
You know, there will be some teams drop down. Don't know exactly what schools those will be. I know, you know, I can speak for the Poudre School District. You know, with the addition of Timnath and Wellington, definitely has made some changes. And the 6A classification, Lonnie, is so big. You know, it can go from, I don't know the exact number, but I think it's right around 1,700. I don't know, but it goes on up to, you know, schools over 4,000. So that's a big, big thing. I believe Poudre is one of those schools that this next cycle will be making an adjustment, moving down in classification.
Okay, now would that be for all the sports like football and stuff like that?
Yes, and the classifications, football is kind of a different bird out there because, and as is basketball, because in basketball you have 6A. Classification, whereas in the other sports it starts with 5A and goes down, but it's similar the fact because the football classifications, you have also, you have 8-man and you have 6-man, so there's numerous classifications in football and 6 classifications in basketball.
Okay, great. Hey, that's all I need to know.
Hello, does that sir? Help?
Yep, that helps.
Appreciate the call, my friend.
Hey, guys, have a good day.
Thanks a lot.
Bruce, what are your thoughts on the shot clock thing?
I love the shot clock.
I do, too.
We've got to get it. You know, there's that debate on you have to train somebody, the expense. We need to just keep up with the college game. And the rural areas that don't have a lot of money, a lot of, you know, helpers, they may not be in favor of it. But as far as the higher classifications, I think it's really overwhelming. The coaches want it, and it's just a matter of time.
Yeah. I think it's I think it would be cool to see it, you know, just maybe get kids even more prepared for the college game. Kids that are going to go to that next level, it prepares them for the game.
We've often talked about how would we change if we had the shot clock. Offensively, our system wouldn't change that much, but defensively, I think it would be a big asset, knowing that, hey, some of these teams don't want to run. They want it. They get into their sets. That will change the game.
Yeah, I think it will too. Bruce, Coach, congratulations to you, man. Like I said, it's been such a great honor to have you involved with this station. You've done so many big things with this show already, and you haven't even been doing coach speak as it is now. You haven't even been doing that for a year, have
about
you?
A year.
Has it been about
a
year?
I think so.
Wow. Well, you're
time
doing...
Time goes fast.
Time does fly, man. It's going great. We absolutely love it. And just congratulations to you again, my friend.
Thanks so much. And again, highlight... being on the whole show with Brady.
Well, now you're a Hall of Famer.
There you go.
What's more important, the Hall of Fame or the Hall of Fame? You don't have to answer that right now. Think about it for a while.
When in Rome, and well, I'm in studio.
Yeah, you're in studio. 24 minutes after the hour, there he is, head coach Bruce Dick. Hear him every single day here, weekday, on KFKA at 10 o'clock. And find his podcast. They're available, Apple, Spotify, all that stuff. It's there for you. 24 minutes after the hour, the good, the bad, the ugly from last night. Coming up next, it's the whole show powered by Chevron on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
KFKA, home of the Hall of Famers. Brian Carey and Coach Bruce Dick. Hear them every day on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.